I just got back from the Australian Drive Day for the INEOS Grenadier. Four-wheel drive enthusiasts will know that this all-new vehicle was conceived on the back of a £5 note in the Grenadier pub in England. The Grenadier is a mix of old-school four-wheel drive functionality with modern technology, but not too much, thankfully. The makers have eschewed many intrusive safety features and kept it as simple as possible. What they didn't miss out on, though, was true four-wheel drive capability. It has it by the bucketful. We took the Grenadier over some interesting and moderately difficult tracks, and it handled them with ease. On-road ride and handling is more like a premium SUV rather than a rough four-wheel drive, and inside you can opt for the level of luxury you want. The closest vehicle to it would perhaps be the Land Rover Defender, the new one. There are three models to choose from, with two inline six-cylinder engines from BMW and one 8-speed ZF automatic transmission. The INEOS Grenadier is absolutely worth a drive if you are looking for a premium four-wheel drive wagon. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.